Matt Porter's here from Matt Porter Web Design, our gadget man. Did you do shirts and skins at school?
We used to actually have our rugby shirts, which we could turn inside out.
Oh, right.
So they had a different colour scheme under. Well, they didn't really. They were just inside out, but they didn't have the stripe across them. So we used to do that.
And we did shirts and skins. Oh,
that's not very nice.
Yeah. And when you forgot your kit, what happened? Did you have to pick some stuff out of the dirty old smelly lost property box?
Or play in your pants.
Yeah. They had to do that these days. The horrors that we were put through.
Yeah, we were put through. Yeah,
no wonder we're warped. imagine me trying, he says, to catch the ball with my elbows whilst covering my wobbly moobs at that age. Perhaps I should have tried to head the ball. Still quite an incentive to shift the weight by the time I was 13. Love the show, says James. Jackie and Alton Broad, back in the 60s in London, we had a teacher called Evil Evans. We used to have to wear disgusting navy blue knickers. We had a piece of equipment that had two horizontal bars which came down from the ceiling, one about 3 foot from the ground and the other about 6 foot. I was terrified of heights, but she made me do a forward somersault on the top one to sit on the next and backwards one on the bottom. I was so terrified I wet myself, which was very unpleasant being a teenager and then having to wear them for the rest of the day. I realise now she must have hated young girls. She was always horrible to us, says Jackie. And so, because they're horrific stories of, it's bullying, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, the majority of our teachers at secondary school, which is 30 years ago nearly, I don't know how they would have coped, because I think the year I left, they stopped corporal punishment, and I don't know what all of them would have done, because they seem to spend most of their working day propelling people around the school by their fists.
When we played hockey, I can remember standing, we had to all stand in a row, and you're supposed to wear shin pants when you played hockey.
Yeah.
And so they would, you would stand in a row and they would walk along with a hockey stick.
Yeah, hitting your shins.
And hitting your shins.
Yeah, lovely, isn't it?
Just to see whether you've got
just to check
pads or not. Yeah.
Couldn't they just ask?
Yeah. Whack!
It's pretty obvious, actually. When you,
My maths book played a part there, because I forgot them one day, so I'm useless at things.
Right.
Shoved math books down there, and they got away with it then.
Hockey was terribly dangerous as well.
Lethal.
Yeah.
Right then, Matt Porter is our gadget guru on the show, and if you want to review and read what he writes about all the various gadgets that he reviews, thegadgetman.org.uk, specially set up for you, thegadgetman.org.uk. And your gadgets have got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I said a few weeks ago, you'll be coming in an electric car next, and he has.
That's right. Last week, I had the opportunity to test a Renault Twizy,
right,
which is a two-seater electric car from, obviously, Renault. It's really lovely car, really great fun. It was open-sided, so it's quite narrow because it's the width of a... You have two seats, but one seat
one in front of the other,
isn't it? Yeah, it's like a tandem. No doors on it, unless you want to have... it's an optional extra to have the doors.
What, doors, optional?
Yeah, they are, yeah. It's aimed at, really, the scooter or motorcycle market. So I think it's kind of like a moving up from having a scooter. You get into a... You have a Twizy and drive around. It has a 17-kilowatt, I believe, motor in it, which gives you about 15 brake horsepower. Or it could be the other way around, I can't remember. It will do 53 miles an hour top speed and has a range of 60 miles, roughly, depending on your driving style. It has it goes like a rocket, actually. To get to that 50 mile an hour seems to come up quite quickly.
I've ridden an electric motorbike before, moped thing, and it is almost from nothing to straight. You know, really fast. Acceleration was really quick.
That's it, because it has one gear. And because it's electric, apparently, there is very high torque, which means that it will accelerate quite quickly. So you do, if you're at traffic lights or if you're on a busy roundabout, you can, when those lights change, get away quite quickly. So, you know, if it's a busy roundabout like there are in sort of crossing the A12 and things like that, you can get across them quite quickly and safely. It is safe to ride or drive, sorry. It has a normal seatbelt, standard seatbelt, but then a secondary one which goes over the other shoulder, like a shoulder belt. So you do feel very secure, you do feel very safe. The wind isn't blowing in either, because it's designed aerodynamically not to do that.
What about if it rains?
If it rains, apparently you are going to be okay-ish, because again, the aerodynamics of the car, whilst you're driving it, the rain isn't going to come in that greatly. If you're sitting at a set of traffic lights and someone drives past you through a puddle, well, you're going to get soaked.
I like the idea of it in the summer months. I would like the idea if I lived in the south of France or Spain or somewhere like that, I could see the merits of it. But in soggy old England, I'm not so sure.
This is very true. I've seen there are doors, but the doors don't have glass in them or perspex. So if you do have the doors on there, you still do have wind coming in and rain if it's blowing sideways. I have seen on YouTube, when I've looked at reviews, people have got their own perspex windows fitted in them. So there are what seems to be aftermarket solutions to this, which do give you some degree of protection. There's people driving around in the snow in them. Why you'd want to, because there's no heater in it other than the windscreen heater, which clears it, obviously, if it's steamed up. So, yes, it is more of a, I would suggest, a fair weather kind of sort of utility, not even utility, kind of like a play car, really, to go out for a drive in, for a little zip around or whatever. You know, because there's a limited mileage on it, you can't go very far anyway, so don't think you're going to go off to the coast if you don't live near the coast for the day, because you need to make sure you've got enough power. To charge it, most electric cars have the standard hookups. However, this one's different because it's quite a small battery in it. It uses a 13-amp plug. So you open the front and pull out this sort of sprung.
So you can plug it in anywhere?
Plug it in a 13-amp socket, anywhere you like.
So if you run out of juice on the side of the road somewhere, you can just go knock on the door and say, can I charge my car up?
Possibly. It takes 4 hours to fully charge it, so you could boost it up for about an hour or something and probably get you home. It actually is quite good because it's narrow. You can get it into little gaps and traffic and things like that that you wouldn't otherwise be able to. So actually, it was quite good. It is aimed at the cycle, but the moped market anyway. So those people are theoretically going to be used to getting, riding around in rain.
Cost?
Cost is £6,900, I believe.
Less than I thought it would be, actually.
Yes, a lot of people I've spoken to have said, oh, that's a lot of money, but it is a car. This is a car that you're buying, and it's an electric car, and there's a cost attributed to having an electric car. You do have to also pay a monthly lease on the battery, which means actually that although it's another expenditure, that if that battery fails or it stops charging or anything like that, you get a swap out immediately. You get it swapped out for a new one. So your battery is kind of sort of guaranteed indefinitely, which is quite a good thing, really.
I've seen these on display at Portman Road on a match day. They're down in the car park there.
The one I had was the Ipswich Town wrapped one, and it was actually signed by all the players on the front and Jim
McCarthy.
That's the one, yeah. I was only two managers behind. There were three managers behind. It's all signed by all the players, which is quite nice. So if you're an Ipswich Town fan, you kind of like, I think that's quite cool, actually. It turned a lot of heads. It's a good car, actually.
Okay. Right.
But again, it's practicality is really limited to maybe weekend, going and having a little drive around in the lanes and things like that. It's a brilliant car, great fun.
Yeah, all around town doing shopping, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Can you get my shopping in there?
Well, that's the issue, is if you have the two-seater model, then there's no room. There's a little cubby hole behind the passenger seat, which you can just about get in, maybe your wallet and bits and pieces. There's a couple of cubby holes on the front. If you get the cargo version, you have one seat and the back is converted into a boot, and then you have got space.
Well, perhaps you have to get some panniers for it or something like that.
Or a little tow truck.
Yes, whatever happened to panniers? There was another phone in. Thank you, thegadgetman.org.uk, for more on the Renault Twizy. And what are you looking at next?
Next is the Renault Zoe.
Another
which is
one.
Actually, this is the hatchback version. It is same kind of size as the Clio. So it's a proper full-size electric car with a decent range on it and a decent maximum speed. So that'll be this week.
Okay, thegadgetman.org.uk for more. Matt, thank you.
And thank you to Bristow's for lending me the car.
Yep.
I should say that.
No, it's fine. And you can find out more, thegadgetman.org.uk. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design, our gadget guru this week.
BBC Radio Suffolk